Dr. Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ satisfies the hunger and the thirst of the human spirit. He, beloved, and he alone can satisfy and fill that emptiness within an individual's life. How many people there are in the world today that are searching and trying to find something that will fill that void, that will fill that emptiness in their life, and nothing can fill it, beloved, except the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone, through the work of his Holy Spirit, can enter into your spirit and fill that void and that emptiness that you may be experiencing right now. Jesus Christ moved into my life over 70 years ago, and I've never forgotten that glorious day when Jesus took my sin away. It was the greatest experience of my life when the Lord Jesus lifted my burden of sin, cleansed me with his precious blood, made me pure and clean and holy and righteous within my spirit. That day as a young lad, September 7, 1941, the Holy Spirit of God moved into my spirit to do that work of salvation. I knew that I was a new person. My life reflected that I was different. Jesus Christ transformed and made a new person out of me, and I became a child of God. And beloved, he loves you just as much as he loves me. He died for you just like he died for me on that old rugged cross. And if you will ask him, he will come into your spirit through the Holy Spirit. He will cleanse you from your sin. He'll give you his peace, his joy, and his great eternal life. And it's all available, beloved, through telling the Lord you know you're a sinner. You believe that Christ Jesus died on that old rugged cross in your place. He died for your sin. For the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that God made Jesus to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through him. And, O beloved, he'll hear your prayer. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, putting their faith and trust in him, believing that Christ died for their sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, shall be saved. That's the promise of Romans 10:13. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with your mouth your faith in the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in your heart and your spirit that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With our inner being, with our spirit, we believe what the Lord God tells us in his word, that God so loved mankind that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior, should not perish, which means to be separated from God for eternity in a real literal lake of fire, should not perish, but should have eternal life. And, beloved, it's just a simple transaction of your inviting the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, receiving Him as your Savior right where you are, right now. You can cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You can pray from your inner being, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I realize I've sinned and I've made a mess of things, but I want you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to make a new person out of me. I believe you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave, that you live today. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. He'll send the Holy Spirit into your spirit to do that work of salvation and to give you that beautiful and amazing gift, the gift of eternal life and deliverance from the control and dominion of sin. Well, beloved, let's get into our study here. I just had to share that with you because I love to tell people how to come to know Jesus and be delivered from the bondage of sin, how to enter into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Well, we're talking about victory, the believer's victory over Satan and his power and his fallen angels, his evil spirits. And that's what we've been discussing. We're talking about spiritual warfare. And we're talking about how that the war is between those who know the Lord as Savior and those who are under the control of Satan. Satan and his demons, that's where the real enemy is. We're told this in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, that we wrestle not with principalities. That is, we wrestle not with mankind, with human flesh. That's not our enemy. People are not our enemy, but we do wrestle with principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and his demonic forces. That's the enemy, beloved. And so we've talked about Satan and his fallen angels, which are demon spirits that are at work in the world about us and are enticing and even empowering people to do vile and wicked and evil things, because Satan sends his demons to possess and indwell those who will allow him to come in and possess them. But, beloved, when you accept Jesus as Savior, He sends the Holy Spirit into one spirit to deliver us from the powers of darkness and to keep the demons of Satan from being able to control our life. And if you allow Satan to control you, it's your own choice in making that decision. But you cannot be indwelt by a demon spirit if you're truly a child of God, because the Holy Spirit indwells the spirit of the believer. Well, we're talking about believers' authority, and we're talking about the authority given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, we're in Luke chapter 7 and reading verse 1 through 10. And we're talking about how that the Lord Jesus had come and had entered into Capernaum, and there was, verse 2, a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him that was sick, and he was ready to die. He was at the point of death. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for the Lord to help him, for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and hath built us a synagogue. This centurion had built a synagogue for the Jewish people. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, he wasn't very far away, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble us not thyself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. He was surprised that Jesus was coming. He thought the Lord would just speak the word, and that Jesus would come toward him and to his house. He felt unworthy for the Lord to even enter into his house. And he said, Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say the word, and my servant shall be healed. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under the roof of my house, and I didn't think myself worthy to come unto thee. Therefore I just sent word to you. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. Jesus was amazed, because he realized this fella knows what he's talking about. He knows about authority, and he understands the authority that I have, and the authority that is mine. And so he was just amazed. Jesus came to set man free from Satan's power and control, beloved. Jesus came to deliver us from the control of sin. John 8:32, that Jesus said himself, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from Satan, free from the bondage of sin, free from the control of sin. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the truth. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the truth, beloved. And when you know Jesus, he sets you free. He liberates you from the control and the dominion of sin. And you do not have to live under the circumstances. You can live above the circumstances through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and drawing upon your resources in Christ if you know Jesus as Savior. How many times we as Christians live defeated lives because we do not realize and recognize the privilege of being the child of God and the power of the Holy Spirit of God that lives in us, and that it is ours to stand against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness and the demons of Satan. And so many times we as believers live in defeat because we do not really understand who we are in Christ and what it means to be a child of God. We do not understand the authority that's been given to us through the indwelling Holy Spirit to stand against Satan, to stand against sin, and to walk in victory to the glory, honor, and praise of Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to discuss this more in the future broadcast. Join us again next time. Till then, goodbye.